Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Contact the best authorities. Check on anything that seems to be extraordinary, no matter what it is.
When you see something that's frightening, it looms large in the consciousness.
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
The Boogie Monster, podcasting the unknown.
There it is. Hello.
Hey.
This is the Boogie Monster with Kyle and Dave, and we got mic stands.
Look at that. We got mic stands.
Like professionals.
I think we got some negative backlash when I posted that photo of you in your robe. Somebody were like, "You hold the mics?" So
is it that, or is it just that?
Well, that
I thought it was more of an audio quality.
Yeah, that and a little bit of the rustling. I'm going to do this throughout the whole episode.
Mic stands must be broken. I can understand it being a negative aspect if it's irritating to hear somebody fumbling around. I personally did we talk about it before? I can't listen to people eat.
Yeah, we did talk about that. Yeah.
So we just got these. They just came, right? I got back to town. These got into town. We're doing mic stands. It's a real professional episode of the Boogie Monster here. More professional than the last one, but not quite. That's not getting too slick.
Yep.
And so let's see. I just got back town today from a little southern tour.
Yeah, how'd that go?
And it's because long foot was fucked up.
Yeah.
Tendonitis, limping. All right, we started off, I started in Milwaukee and played a show that nobody knew I was doing at the Vanguard, which is a sausage restaurant in Milwaukee.
Sausage restaurant just sounds funny.
Yeah. I was like, all right.
Is it a sausage restaurant or do they just specialize? Like,
no, it's a restaurant that sells primarily sausage.
It just sounds funny. What do you want today? Chinese, Italian? How about a sausage?
Well, what would you call if it's got different sausages? Like, that's their thing.
No, I mean, yeah, I guess that's a sausage restaurant.
Sausagery?
And I'm not knocking it. It sounds great.
Sausageria?
I've just never... a sausageria. That sounds fun. So yeah. Just a bunch of random...
And it was just a bunch of people that were like, it was their anniversary, and the owner was like, it'd be fun if you played her. I'm like, yeah, it would be. And then nobody in there knew I was playing, and they didn't care. But it was a fun night, and congratulations to the Vanguard in Milwaukee. But then I went from there to Halifax, Nova Scotia, down to Birmingham, Alabama. It's been a long 10 days.
Jeez. So you were in Birmingham. You also did what?
Birmingham, Chattanooga, Athens, Atlanta.
Cool, man.
Hang out there.
You got hobbled, though, along the way.
I got the tendonitis.
Yeah, you're all hopped up right now.
I got ice packs on. I think it's Rachel painted my toenails before I left, too, so I looked like I was just looking for painkillers. my girlfriend, she decorates my nails. I got real pretty feet. Anyway, dope me up, Doc. Dope me up with something. Got back today. A lot of people saying nice stuff about the old Boogie Monster.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people...
You were also at Fest?
I did Fest in Gainesville. Yes, a lot of nice people were just like, hey, man, really love that podcast. Well, thank you. We don't know if people listen to it.
That's cool.
Seems like there's some feedback, but it's nice to know. It's nice in person.
I had a guy two nights ago, as a matter of fact, came up and he said, hey, man, love the podcast. This is at a comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, thanks, man. And he goes, how can I do it? And I said, do it? And he goes, yeah, be a guest. And I go, why do you want to be a guest? And he goes, well, you guys have guests on. I'd like to do it. And I said, who's been your favorite guest so far? And he goes, oh, man, I like them all. And I just point blank said, yeah, we've never had a guest on. But thanks for lying directly into my face.
Unless your name's Fettuccine Alfredo, you haven't hadn't been any guest spots. Was it a comic?
Yeah. Like, barely introduced himself. Just, hey, like the podcast, how can I do it? Like, that's not how this works, idiot.
Tell me, who was it? You don't have to say it on...
I don't even know his name. I honestly don't know his name.
Well, if he's such a fan, he'll be hearing this.
Yeah. How can I do it?
Oh, man. Talk about... I don't know if I should talk. I had to kick somebody out of the show in Atlanta.
Yeah, tell me about that.
And then...
By the way, Variety Playhouse, how'd that go? Was that a good
Variety
show?
Variety Playhouse. It was fun. Very large place.
Yeah, I don't know if I told you. That's like... That was my favorite spot to go see shows when I was a teenager in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's where all the good bands would
like
come
through.
It's
like three stories tall. And
yeah, it's a big balcony. Yeah. And, yeah.
There's some gal... She blurted, like, when you could tell somebody's drunk, like, they're not even, like, they're listening and saying something back. She was just saying a word and then tickled with her own that she blurted out a word. And the first time, I was like, okay, hey, we're not going to do that kind of stuff. That's not what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and okay, just anybody listening that goes to comedy shows, you'd think by now, it's not welcome. And I'm a drunk as well, so I've made mistakes, and so I can't just get earlier in my career I'd get real mad at somebody for me. But somehow we're not going to do that. Second time, I'm like, all right, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And like I got a joke out of her. Like she had said something, and then I made a joke out of it, so I got a laugh. But then unfortunately, that encouraged someone to like that. That's what somebody who heckles like. See, I'm helping.
Mm-hmm.
See, they made a laugh. Like, no, I got plenty of material. Don't worry about
yeah.
it. Ugh. You alley-ooped me into a few chuckles. So the third time happened, I'm like, listen, we're gonna have a little contract right now. All right, all the words being said come from the stage, laughs and everything else in the audience. That contract gets broken, it's done. There's a third time,
yeah.
And I don't want to ruin the mood of the show or anything. And then just blurted something out again. I was like, you're gone. Like, right there. You're
good.
Gone.
Good.
I gave you ample amount of time. I mean, if it was a comedy club, you would have been gone after the fucking second time.
Yeah.
But I'm trying not to do those, like, a lot of those shows and be like, look, it could be in a different environment. Unfortunately, sometimes it's still the same hurdles you have to jump over. And then the guy she was with stands up. And he's like, well, you can't do that. I was like, fucking tell me what I can't do. You're leaving too. And so I kicked him. She fell out of her chair. She couldn't even get up out of her chair. Like, she fell over. Like, that's how drunk she was. But then I get a Facebook message from the guy. First, he stands up and he's doing, like, cry eyes, like where you put your
like face. Like you're a baby.
Standing in front of it, making, yeah. like, the I'm crying. Just get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But then I get some message on Facebook from that night. About how he had lost a family member and he was like coping with it. He was using comedy to cope with it. And now I'm the enemy and he hates me now or something.
You're the asshole.
And I was like, man, okay, listen, I'm sorry that I didn't know your backstory, but what about the backstory of the 330 other people that are at the show that paid money and knew to shut their fucking mouth when to watch the show? And I get, what about my backstory that I get a steroid shot in my ass just so I could stand upright and do the show that morning?
Yeah.
So I wasn't in the mood to be patient with people. It's like, I get it, man. People have rough days.
Mm-hmm.
But...
It's still no
excuse. It wasn't just you.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have to kick her out. I gave you more than enough chances.
Yeah.
To behave yourself.
Yeah.
And say, this is my livelihood, and I'm going to control this the way I can. And but it's like, all right, I don't know if he's writing that in the heat. It's still drunk writing me the Facebook message. And I was like, well, okay, I get that things are rough, and I'm sorry about that. But...
The type of person.
What about the rest? What about the backstory on everybody else at that show that never yet heckled once, let alone four times?
It's a special type of asshole who disrupts anything, any live performance. You know, but especially stand-up comedy where there's only one voice for the whole show. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like a band or, you know, where there's real festive. And that reminds me. I set this up a couple episodes ago and I forgot to pay it off. Speaking of which... Okay.
Speaking of which, we're bringing back the Speaking of Which feature.
Okay.
Speaking of which,
I set this up about. Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute. A couple episodes ago, I told you about how I almost punched a guy. I was so mad. I forgot to pay it off. All right. I'll try to make this quick. Relapse Theater, and also in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going on with our Atlanta comedy fans, but geez. This is during the Red Clay Comedy Festival. Our good buddy Rory Scovel was. Not only in the festival, but filming his next special. He did two or three shows, filmed them all, and it's going to be his next special. But anyway, on the final night of his taping, I didn't go to the other ones. I just went to the final. I think he did three. And it was a whole production. I mean, you've obviously shot specials, but there was probably no less than 15 cameras. They had a crew of at least 15 or 20.
Yeah.
You know, the production company, just a lot of, you know, PAs and stuff. And anyway, before the show, Rory comes out, before the show actually even starts, and just gives a real quick, brief, but sincere little speech. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, guys, thanks so much for coming out. The Relapse Theater means a lot to me. I'm recording my special tonight. I know it seems a little odd with all the cameras around, but please try not to look at the cameras.
Yeah.
Let's all be cool. Part I've of
done the same thing for mine, yeah.
Yeah, and part of Rory's thing, too, is like really connecting with the audience and being in the moment. He does a lot of just kind of improvised stuff, and he even mentioned that. He's like, you know, for this to work, you know, I really need everybody to be cool and don't be disruptive. You know, I'm going to be doing some silly stuff, but let's all just kind of be cool and enjoy it and really try to have a great night tonight. And it was real. I thought it was great, you know. And sure enough, all right, then the opening act comes out, opens up, then Rory comes back out. And 20 minutes into the show, some jackass with a man bun and a bow tie sitting right in front of me just yells some shit out. Rory was doing one of those things. If you've ever seen Rory, he does a lot of rhetorical questions where he'll ask the same question over and over. He's doing some bit. And some guy just – I forgot even what he yelled at. Just yelled out something completely retarded. And Rory, being the improviser that he is, immediately – it didn't just spun it. He said something like, oh, now we have to all wonder if this guy here is a plant.
Yeah.
Because surely nobody other than a planted audience member would say something that stupid.
Yeah.
And so and it even made me think, like, wait a minute, was this guy?
Rory's always got some tricks.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of tricks. And I was like, he even tricked me. I was like, well, maybe, okay. It was so blatant and so
stupid
that I was like, maybe that was a plant. All right. 20 minutes later, the same guy yells out, Freebird! So that's strike two, and I'm furious. Like, I couldn't enjoy the show because I was like, how can a human being be this stupid? Like, at an open mic, that would have been unacceptable. But at a TV taping where Rory had already came out and explained what was going on.
At anywhere, if you yell out Freebird, you should have to be identified by your dental records.
Oh, my God. And I was just furious. So the show ends. The guy's walking right by me, and a couple of my friends were – Lisa was with me. She's like, don't say anything. And I was like,
Jamie told me that.
Nope. So the guy walks by me in his stupid fucking bow tie, and I go, hey, man, so were you a plant? And he so dismissively just goes, no. And I go, oh, let me shake your hand. And I shook his hand.
Yeah.
And he goes, what for? I was like, so I could tell my friends I met the biggest fucking idiot on the face of the earth. And he looked at me like, what? What are you talking about? I go, dude, you don't yell out at a fucking comedy show, especially when it's being taped for a comedy special.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, he kept asking the same question over and over. I was like, not to you, he didn't.
Too dumb to be on the show.
And then I just said, you need to get the fuck out of here. You and your bow tie need to get out of here. Like, I literally haven't been that mad in years. Like, I was just enraged. Like, not even at him. I was just more confused. Like,
how'd you get here?
How did you get here? Are you...
You look like you dressed yourself poorly, but you dressed yourself.
Like, seriously, are you mentally challenged? That could be the only excuse. Hey, I'm not right in the head.
That happened at... When I taped this last special, and I was like, I make some reference to a hot dog restaurant. And at first I say, like, oh, it's Portillo's, but I'm like, maybe I don't want the name in the thing. So I'm like, oh, I got to redo that joke because I don't want to say Portillo's. So I said, so I was at my favorite hot dog place, and someone goes, Portillo's. I'm like, all right, it's funny, I get it. But now I actually have to say the joke again. Now I have to start it again. And she did it three times. And I bottled that rage so fast because I knew it was a special. If it wasn't cameras and everything... I would have just lost it, like the same thing, like, get the fuck out of here. Get all the way the fuck out of this, but I'm not going to say another word unless you get all the way the fuck out of this building right now. Like, I guess maybe I should have a thicker skin, but I didn't get to this point just being that person.
Yeah.
Oh, we want to play around and do crowd work. No, I got here being sensitive and caring a lot about my jokes.
Yeah.
And maybe a little too sensitive about how the jokes go. It's the reason I didn't work the road for the first 10 years of my career. It's like, no, it seems terrible. It seems like it's just crowds full of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather keep it precious and nice and craft it the way I want instead of, well, usually during this joke, I have to account that somebody will yell this in there and somebody's going to yell this. And I'm going to have a whole section of comedy just dealing with fucking assholes. I'm like, no, I don't want to win over assholes. Mm. I don't want them to like me.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, oh man, it's gonna be. Look at this rough crowd full of jerks, and you win them over. Why? I don't like them, and I don't want them to like me. I don't win them over.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. But
and here's a tip: you're never helping. You know that excuse. Oh, it's trying to help. You're never helping. A good comic doesn't need your input. He doesn't need to do crowd work. He or she, I got material. I don't. I hate doing crowd work. It's like I got an act. I got jokes. I don't need to interact with your dumbass.
Ask me one time when a comic was like, "Thank God somebody spoke up in the audience."
Yeah, yeah.
Or just I don't even like the culture. I don't even like that. I think it's like a YouTube, like any attention is good attention. Mm-hmm. Like even if you're the negative part of it, like look what I did. I allowed that to happen. Like I hate the whole culture of comedian destroys heckler and those are the YouTube clips that get all the views. And it's like,
but yeah, just this concept of I gotta say something. Even trolls online right now. I was just, right before we started, just checked my dumb Facebook. I posted some magazine did an article about me today. The Penny Hoarder, just mm-hmm. about, I guess it's all about like how to save money. And they did a story about me living in the van. It's just some guy I've never even met. Who knew you were interesting? What is that? Is that a compliment or is it an insult? What is it? No, Who knew you were interesting? Like, shut up.
But you're like, it's just
I want to say something.
You can't, it's sadly, it's like you just fucking lonely people, man.
I guess so.
I'm not going to get pissed about it. Yeah. It's goddamn boogie
all these
monster.
Trolls.
Talk about real trolls, and we don't talk about trolls at all. That's what happens around here.
But yeah, man. So anyway,
on the positive.
I'm sorry that happened to you in Atlanta, my hometown.
It's like when you hear the story about like, oh yeah, but then this was also terrible. Like that sucks, man. Admittedly, that sucks that you lost a close relative and stuff.
But it doesn't change
the rules.
Yeah,
it doesn't change the rules.
No. Well, that's the other thing, and you may have pointed this out, but it's not even – okay, from my point of view as a comic, yes, it pisses me off when I get interrupted by some jackass, but even take myself out of the equation, what about the other people that paid full ticket price?
That's the thing.
They didn't come to hear your dumbass comments. They came to hear me or you, the comic.
300-plus other people have paid the same money you paid to see that show.
Ugh. I will never be able to understand that mentality of I'm going to yell some shit out.
The fact that the email wasn't even like, I'm sorry, I really got out of hand. I've gotten that too. And I'm like, all right, yeah, man, you're drunk and you had to leave the show. This was, no, I hate you.
Yeah.
You used to be the best. Now I hate you. You fucking hate me because I did my job and got you kicked out?
Yeah.
Hate me.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm doing good. I got a handful of people that like me. I can handle some more haters.
You know what I've gotten before? I've gotten this more than once when a similar incident happens, and maybe the guy doesn't get kicked out, but this happened at least 3 or 4 times where there's an incident, I've addressed it, and then after the show, the guy comes up with a shit-eating grin on his face and goes, hey, I was the guy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
What? No. What do you think I'm supposed to? I'm going to pat you on the back for ruining my show? Kiss my ass.
I had that in Arizona and like it's like
I was the guy.
Phoenix and just like typical like blonde college girl Phoenix still just nothing's ever gone wrong in my life and people love me because I'm this.
Yeah.
And it was just like going through the show and I was just like shut like getting her. It's like shut the fuck up and the club owner sucked and he wouldn't kick her out. And at the end of the show, I'm sitting at the bar, and she comes up to me. She's like, I'm apologizing to you. I'm like, I don't care.
So?
Like, go away. But you, like, she couldn't understand that somebody wouldn't accept an apology.
The damage has already been done.
But I'm apologizing to you. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Go the fuck away right now.
Yeah.
And you could see this look of utter confusion. How could it not be accepted?
Yeah.
How could she not be accepted by someone?
No one's ever told me to piss off.
Yeah. That city. Oh, man. Fucking Phoenix. I know I got in trouble for ragging on Houston in the I Am Road comic documentary. But, boy, Phoenix really turns into not all of it again. But just what a city of just entitled, clueless fucking it. Like you still see like those like yellow Can-Am spiders around. Like people don't really those three-wheeled.
Oh yeah,
fuck parties. Like yeah. what? Are just these rollerblades with engines. Like what? Like motorcycles are cool and hot rods are cool, but this thing, the horrible, ugly Transformer Chimera, and just a lot of rings. Like, that whole city looks like Guy Fieri. That whole city looks like Guy Fieri. And that's an insult to Guy Fieri. But yeah, I had somebody else who was like talking through the show. I'm like, well, just leave. Just the same club.
Yeah.
Like, just, well, then leave. You know, have fun. No, I want to leave. And then a club owner came by to kick him out. I'm like, I'm not doing it. Kick this guy out. I'm not, this guy's being an asshole. And then the club owner was like, like, take a survey. Well, should I give him one more chance, everybody? And lets him stay. Ugh. And then the guy openly just gets on his phone for the rest of the show.
No.
Fucking fuck that place.
Ugh. Well.
My club was on a television show involving being rescued.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah. See, I used to play his competitor's club in Scottsdale, which is right there next. And I don't play that one anymore because that's the only club in the country that I know of that that no longer provides lodging for the headliner. The guy was totally baffled when I told him no thanks, that I didn't want to come back. He's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I can't pay for your hotel. It's like, well, no thanks. Well, what do you mean? Kinda, what do you mean? You're a comedy club.
It's kind of part of the deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
I played the Improv last time there, and it was fine. I like Matt, who runs it. It's just, I just don't jive with the sensibilities of Phoenix very much. I played Film Bar. I played this cool like little art house film, and that was cool because it was like a small place where people were going to go see art house movies. Oh, I guess maybe we'll take a chance on this weird comedy show they're having. Mm-hmm. But as far as like the big comedy clubs, and they do a fine job, and there's comics that do great there. But again, I'm a little I'm too sensitive, and even though they're not heckling, just listening to somebody, you know, like, oh, I'm sorry, like, oh, I ordered sweet potato fries, and these are regular fries, and I'm up there like, well, and this is why I feel terrible about paying for hand jobs twice in my life. And I regret that. Like, yeah, but does it have like a dipping sauce for sweet potato fries? Like, fuck this. This isn't nothing. I'm just a function. I'm just a component in somebody else's forgettable date night.
It's hard to compete with dinner. There's a club in Birmingham I used to play, and nothing against them. I don't play them anymore. But
the Dome, what is it?
The Stardome.
Stardome.
The chairs aren't even facing the stage. It's long tables. And it's just so noisy. It's a dinner theater. But, like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, you're facing off to the side, and you have to crank your neck 90 degrees to even look at the stage. And it's just, you feel like, why am I even here? Like, they're so focused on their cheese fries, and they're not even pointed in my direction.
I played a place. We'll just say that. Yeah, it was like long tables like that.
Uh-huh.
So, but long tables set up parallel to the stage, so one side of the table could see.
Yeah.
And the other side just couldn't. And I watched them sit somebody with a neck brace on the other side of the table. I was like, this place isn't, it's not good.
Oh, man.
Some girl was just heckling and going off in the front row. I'm like, well, after the show, I'm like, what's up with her? She's like, oh, she used to work here. I think she's on heroin. So you sat her in the front.
Yeah.
So you sat her in the front row of your comedy club.
Good job.
Yeah, I wonder why these things are dying out. Mm. I wonder why these places aren't working.
Oh, man.
Anyway,
so
listen to us. We got all kinds of answers.
So tell me, I know you had a gout attack on the road that slowed you down.
Maybe tendonitis.
Did you?
Shows were fun.
Did that get in the way of your lunch? Any good stuff?
Well, our good friend Wes Van Horn, who you saw over at the
Birmingham.
In Birmingham at the Little Donkey, which you had the revelation that means burrito.
Did you go there?
I went there, and I went to Saigon Noodle House, and it got me food from Big Bad Breakfast that he brought to me at Saigon. Wes works for these places.
Uh-huh.
They were all phenomenal. Birmingham popping off.
That's what I was saying, man. How good was Little Donkey?
Real good.
Did you get that fried chicken?
I got fried chicken.
Oh, man.
I got whatever they were doing, braised, like brisket tacos.
Yeah. Did the chef come out and give you the whole spiel?
I forgot his name.
Lee?
Is that it, Lee? I was going to guess Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lee was real.
Good dude.
What did he say? I'm going to feed the fuck out of you. It's like, that's a threat. That is aggressive.
Oh, man.
I'm going to feed the fuck out of you. It's like a human centipede.
Oh, man. Anything else? Did you eat anything in Atlanta?
I didn't. You know what? No, because I was in the middle of it was gout, and I wanted to go stop by the Albert, but I knew they would have destroyed me with food.
Yeah.
I just hung back on this run, man. Yeah. I didn't go too nuts. And then, I was in Gainesville.
Bands?
Didn't have any gator tacos this time. I did. I saw Chicks Dig. It's one of my favorite bands all the time. Dillinger Four is always great. Saw Direct Hit. They were a really good show. Didn't know much of their stuff. Direct Hit. Saw a band called Pink Razors that I hadn't seen or I'd never seen live, and they got back together. Again, kind of crippled, so I didn't get to see too much. Yeah, it was a bummer, man. It was on the road, but it was kind of busted up.
Yeah, that is a bummer. I mean, the road's tough enough without having to deal with any health issues.
We'll get there. What about you, man?
I've just been hanging out. I've been in town a couple weeks. Just goofing off, doing a bunch of shows. Shot a commercial the other day. Mm-hmm. I had had to dress up like Galileo. They had me all garbed up in 16th century nonsense.
You're having a hell of a week.
Yeah, interesting week.
Gotta dress up like Galileo so I can get some gas money to drive up trim weed in Northern California.
And then had a couple other experiences earlier in the week that maybe I'll save for another time. But just a full week, man. Just
any fun? You eat any fun stuff?
What did I? I don't know. Yesterday I had Popeyes. We've already talked about Popeyes.
Yeah, we have.
It's a good day for Popeyes. What have I eaten recently? I don't know.
I'll give a shout out over to Modern Eats Cafe down the street here.
We just had that.
They got a whole menu, and they just describe the food accurately. And then there's one turkey sandwich, which is in lowercase letters and parentheses next to it, just says amazing.
Yeah,
the only menu item, amazing.
Amazing.
No fanfare. And I'm like, I remember the first time I tried it. I've never gotten anything else since then. Like, it's the only thing I'll get.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was great. I had never eaten there. And, boy, good turkey sandwich. Turkey melt. But, just been kicking it, hanging out with my little pal here. Got a guest in studio today, Chewy. I've been dog sitting for our buddy Lisa this week. I love dog sitting for people because it's just like a little vacation. Get to rummage through their house, eat all their food.
Is that what happens when you stay over here?
Yeah, a little bit.
We got different house guests here now.
But yeah, so just taking care of this dog. Just goofing off, man. Been doing a lot of shows. I did a show with Adam Sandler the other night.
Yeah.
He dropped in over at the Improv. I had to follow him. That's awkward. Never in the history of live performance has there been such a disparity in income between two performers.
Did the audience enjoy him, or is it sometimes you're like, it's a famous person, and then you see the kind of like, we're trying to laugh at the jokes because he's brought us so much joy over the years, but oh boy.
It was a little bit of that. The first few minutes, everybody was like, oh my God, I can't believe it's him. And I mean, he was good, but you could tell he hasn't been focusing on stand-up for quite a while.
You can tell. He was just
knocking the rust off.
Enjoying
millions
and millions of dollars.
And it was funny because it was an unannounced drop-in, and it was kind of a variety show where, like, I just did a normal stand-up set, but some of the other guys did, like, weird characters. And Josh Fadem, who you may or may not know, does all kind of crazy characters. He did a really funny character called J.D. Cud, I think, or J.D. Crud. J.D. Crud just played some old dude who just got out of prison. But J.D. Crud, what a funny name. And Brent Weinbach was on the show, and he was doing a character. So anyway, when they brought up Adam Sandler, I just thought, oh, well, this is Fadem doing another character. This is one of these guys. You know, his whole march up to the stage, I still was like, I was looking like I was
really
in the back
of the outfit, right?
Yeah, I was like, surely that's not the real Adam Sandler. That's Weinbach doing a character or something. And nope, Adam Sandler. So that was interesting. But yeah, had to follow him. And of course, half the room left as soon as he got off stage.
Yeah, man, that's safe. Trials and tribulations, buddy.
But nothing too terribly exciting.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's.
What you want to get into today?
Well, we're gonna. Well, first, I'll give. You know what? I'm gonna give a shout to my neighbor Ethan, fan of the podcast. Ethan, next door neighbor, and he very nicely texted me. See, we look out for each other's places, for our time, get packages, everything. And I guess from what one of the things we talked about last time on the podcast, and he just texted me, he's like, couldn't think of a natural way to bring this up and not sound like a weirdo, But the FBI defines a spree killing as multiple killings in a very short interval, and serial killings as multiple killings separated by a cooling off period longer than 24 hours. Something I picked up with my friends at class. So thanks, Ethan, for clearing us up. You know, we ain't the brightest ones here.
Oh, that's funny.
The idea of a cooling off period.
Yeah.
Like, really? Really put that hobby on the back burner.
Go think about what you've done.
What did we do this weekend? Oh, I can't do that.
Oh,
do
man.
That again. It's like hallucinogens. Every 6 months, you can't just go full hog.
You doing anything tonight?
Oh, tonight's Halloween.
Tonight's Halloween.
We're recording on actual Halloween.
Yeah.
But
the Halloween episode's already come out, but yeah. This one comes out next week, but
or something.
Yeah, tonight's Halloween.
Nah, I don't know. No. I think we're going to maybe go to... Well, you're saying comic of the week, although we did list a bunch of fun comics here already. But Ahmed Barucha. But I think he was having a Halloween party.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he's a funny dude, and he's got an album and a half-hour Comedy Central Presents.
Yeah.
Call those anymore.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and knock that out. Yeah, Ahmed Barucha, very funny dude.
Almond Badooty is the name of his album. I've had to make the announcement for that, and I laugh at it every time.
Almond Badooty. Yeah, let me find his, just the actual spelling of his name.
It's Ahmed.
Ahmed.
A-H-M-E-D.
Yeah.
B-H-A-R, no.
That's close.
Start guessing.
Barucha, B-H-A-R-O-O-C-H-A, Barucha.
Fun dude.
Yeah, very funny dude. Almond Badooty, I'm assuming a play on his name
like
and
that.
How people probably mispronounce his name all the way. So, but yeah, that's our comic of the week. So he's got a party tonight. You might head over there.
So let's. Yeah, I might. I'm hobbling, man.
You gonna dress up?
I'm gonna put my foot up. Rachel was like, "Well, we got to come up with a costume that I can carry you since I can't walk." I'm like, "Well, it should just be Virgin Mary and Baby Jesus."
Oh,
and then
man.
She's like, get a wheelchair, and I'll cause Larry Flint and Courtney Love. Like,
that's funny.
She got the good ideas. She got the brains of this operation.
That's funny. Yeah, I didn't go to any parties this weekend, yeah. But I saw some funny.
You drove some Halloweeners?
Yeah, I drove some Halloweeners around.
What was the best costumes, huh?
I don't know. They were all – it was just – I mean, this is a cliche hack topic, but it was all just – slutty blank.
Oh, a lot
I'm
of,
a slutty nurse. I'm a slutty cat.
Mm. How many Harley Quinns?
Yeah, there was a couple of those.
And then how many?
I did see, who did I see do this? Somebody dressed up like my Fargo characters that I like so much. No, it was our buddy Dave Clock. His girl dressed up like, it's from the movie, not the series, but
yeah.
What's her name? Marge? Main character's name.
I don't know.
Her and her husband. But yeah, I saw another, God, am I going for a blank here? The season season one of Fargo, the main character, the lady that I like, Allison Tomlinson, I think is her name. Anyway,
Allison Tolman. Yeah.
Tolman. Yeah. The lady cop from, season one of Fargo. I saw a couple of those. At least that's how I assumed who it was. But, yeah, nothing too terribly interesting. Just Halloween is a rough night to drive Lyft just because, I mean, weekend nights alone are it's just an elevated, just everything's heightened.
Yeah.
Just, it's the weekend. We're having fun. What's your name? Take me here. But Halloween, then you just got I got glitter in the van, just a bunch of debris, Halloween debris.
Glitter. Well, we're gonna do an audience suggestion for the old monster part of the Boogie Monster.
Yeah, we've been getting a ton of those.
Yeah, keep them coming. I know we're trying to be better about returning. Sent out a lot of biscuit recipes.
Mm-hmm.
We do read them. And do we know who sent this one in?
I do not.
All right. Well, you know who you are. But we're going to investigate the Bridgewater Triangle.
Yeah, I'd never heard of this before.
Neither did I. Seems kind of, I mean, when you're going triangles, Bermuda's just taking it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets all the attention.
Why always a triangle? Never a rhombus. Never. What if there's shit that's happening outside of this triangle, and they're like, no, we're only triangle related.
There are a few other triangles out there. Obviously, Bermuda, like you said, it's the one that gets all the attention. But I've heard there's one in Nevada where planes get lost all the time. In this, I guess it's the Nevada Triangle.
Then
there's one in Alaska, apparently. But I'd heard of those, but I had not heard of the Bridgewater Triangle.
I got a Nevada Triangle. I don't know why. Honestly, I think the triangle thing is just enough crazy shit happens everywhere, but go ahead and pick out 3 points. I think if Bermuda didn't blow up the shape, it could be anything. Mm-hmm. That's what I think it is. But so let's get into this Bridgewater Triangle. It is in southeastern Massachusetts. What do we got? The towns here. I had a map of it. Let's see this map. It's okay. We got Taunton, the major city in there. Horton. I don't know. I'm looking at an old map. It's right by Providence. It looks like. Yeah, I don't know. This isn't Google Maps.
Yeah.
This is
30 miles south of Boston.
Okay. There
we go. It's a 200 square mile area. Has the towns of Abington, Freetown, and Rehoboth. Am I pronouncing that right? Rehoboth. Those are the three towns there in this triangle. Bridgewater is located in the dead center of the triangle. Encompasses six other Massachusetts towns, ones you may have just mentioned. Yeah, Taunton, Raynham, Brockton, Mansfield, Norton, and Easton.
So this thing I'm looking at, all right, so they, okay. Mass UFO sightings. They had 1972. We got one. Looked like 1942 too. Residents all around the South Shore on the evening July 3rd, 1972. Residents all around the South Shore witnessed a large triangular-shaped shiny and translucent object. Weymouth Naval Base is near there, and this is from the BridgewaterTriangle.com, the website.
Can I interject real quick?
Get it.
I don't know if we've talked about this on here or off the air, but my buddy. I quote him all the time. Ryan Singer was telling me.
I think they know Ryan Singer at this point.
He told me, he read somewhere recently that any UFO that is a triangle is a government vehicle, a government spacecraft.
Well, what?
And any one that's not is a legitimate UFO. I don't know where he heard that.
Yeah, what's the?
I don't know. Something to think about.
It's got. You can tell by the license plates. It's got the government plates.
But yeah, he seemed very convincing. He's like, yeah, any one that you see or people say they have seen that's a triangle is more than likely from our own government.
So then not aliens, but piloted by our armed forces.
Yeah, maybe we're trying to reverse engineer some alien technology. But and we've yet to delve into that, but that's an interesting concept that, I mean, obviously – some of these UFOs floating around.
What we made out of the technology we can get.
Yeah.
Chewy got to go pee over there? Is that what's going on?
Nah, she's just hanging out.
All right.
Yeah, she's peed recently.
Okay. Gotta look out for this critter hanging around the house. So, all right. So, we got UFO. And again, it's looks like 25, 30 people witnessed this one.
Mm-hmm.
And 72 from what I'm reading here. So you got UFO activity happening over there. Okay, that's a thing. Now this website is listing all the stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Now you're going to tell me that Bigfoot.
It is odd that they would have both UFO and Bigfoot sightings.
This seems like a truck stop of supernatural activity. What else do you need? Heated blankets? Pringles? What about weird candle holders with the South Park characters?
Yeah, apparently in 1970 there were reports of a Bigfoot-like character, 7-foot-tall hairy monster. They found some people saw the monster. They found some footprints. And they brought out the Massachusetts State Police canines to conduct a search, but they didn't find anything. Then in 1978, there was also this paranormal researcher, this guy named Joseph DeAndre, Yeah,
we say things great today.
Yeah, I'm on top of
it. First one back in a while, everybody.
This guy, Dr. Joseph is what we'll call him. He claims to have observed another such creature as it walked from the brush of the Hockomock Swamp. The Hockomock Swamp is a big swamp right here in the middle of this triangle. But he saw, this Dr. Joseph, he saw a Bigfoot-type character, and he chronicled it in his book, 1997 book called Passing Strange, True Tales of New England's...
Passing Strange.
Passing Strange.
Sounds like the shit you take after you get off the road. I'll be right back. I got to pass some strange, boys.
Oh, man. So, yeah, some Bigfoot sightings. And then I find this very interesting. This is a whole other topic that we need to get into at some point. But some big old winged creatures. Some big old pterodactyl type.
Why aren't we getting into... Mothman territory now?
Yeah.
Mothman is...
Yeah, but these are like thunderbirds. Like these just giant pterodactyl things.
Okay.
And there's been a lot of reports of these throughout the world. Just big, like 20-foot wingspan. Just these giant flying beasts that resemble, not necessarily... I feel like the Mothman kind of had its own little thing there as far as the way it looked and the dimensions and whatnot, but there's a lot of these sightings of these just straight up like an old pterodactyl. Well, the way those look,
West Virginia, though, this is more Boston area. I just, that's okay. Like, you got Bigfoot wing, like, do you think just like a I think hype builds up around an area,
yeah,
like all of a sudden you just get some hype. This is in the south. Okay, it's not far from Providence, Rhode Island. I mean, there's nothing. It doesn't seem like anything exceptional, geographic wise, going out there. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not far. You got major cities around there. I don't know about military bases. What you got going on here? But also, where is the Montauk?
Oh, yeah. Not
Wasn't that up farting around this
definitely
part?
Definitely up that way, yeah. Long Island. Well, here's an angle. So here's an angle you always have to keep in mind. And I don't know how much of, you know, this concept I believe in. But, you know, as with everything on this podcast, there's definitely something to consider. But the whole Native American burial ground angle. Apparently, there's some Native American burial grounds in this triangle. For example, the Hockomock Swamp, which you just mentioned. That's a 5,000-acre swamp. Lies on the western section of the Bridgewater Triangle. It's a hub of blah, blah, blah. Also the site of an 8,000-year-old Native American burial ground. When archaeologists opened the graves of Grassy Island, there's another word I can't pronounce we were talking about earlier, O-C-H-R-E. Red okra,
but not the okra.
Boy, I am dumb.
So much ochre.
The red ochre.
I'm just looking it up.
Within the tombs, bubbled.
It's a natural earth pigment. It's like a mustard color.
Okay. There's a red ochre within the tombs, bubbled and then mysteriously disappeared. So these archaeologists cracked open this tomb. This red goop bubbled up, disappeared. They took a bunch of photographs of this excavation, and those pictures would not develop.
If the Native Americans can do such a good job haunting, how come they got fucking wiped out so? Like, if you are just the scariest motherfuckers in a graveyard, like, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, it was terrible what happened, but now it's like, is it like a revenge thing?
Ooh.
After death? Native American, then that pipeline shit that's going on?
If anybody has a beef for revenge... I mean, that's why, not to get political, but that's why I can never buy into just this blind patriotism of just, it's the greatest country in the world. And yes, I love America and I love to live here. And I realize that many countries and many other places do not have the things we have. But just the fact that this country was founded by just slaughtering the natives.
Which you were not taught.
Yeah.
In grade school. You know, like it's, I mean, that's you want to go on to that topic of how You are, and I'm sure a lot of countries like, nope, raised that, like, with the sense that you were going to need a lot of these people in the schools to fight in the military for this country. They need to believe in this country. You know, it'd be like maybe it's an idea of weakness. If you full disclosure about how this place started, yeah, it's pretty messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, you know, just wipe over slavery, wipe over what happened to Native Americans. We need students believing that this is the greatest country in order to convince them to possibly lose their life for it at some point. So
the fact that we still refer to them as Indians, even that to me is just so insulting. You know, obviously the mistake, you know, they thought they were in India. Hey, you're Indians. No, this isn't India. This is our land. Yeah, but we're going to call you Indians.
Playing the Cubs, and the slogan is still just a red-faced Indian man.
Oh, like, I can't believe that still. I mean,
what about the Atlanta Braves, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to. Our logo. I'm trying to think what our. I think now we just have an A, but just the actual caricature with the big smile and the feather in his hair of the Cleveland Indians. That's ridiculous.
And it's like people are like, well, but it's just been that way. So.
Well, yeah.
Why is this what we're getting upset about? Is it because
slavery was just been that way? Yeah, you know, why do we need to change?
Why the fuck does it matter to you if a group of people are like that depicts us incorrectly?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, if see what happens if the Detroit Polacks made it to the World Series and the outrage that would happen.
Yeah,
go show me the Louisville Dagos. And see and watch people get upset.
And then be the New Jersey?
The New Jersey Dagos. That would have been an easier one to go to.
But yeah, that's just bizarre. But yeah, anyway, not to go off on that rant. But just, the Native Americans just totally.
So it's just like the pure revenge. They're like, maybe that's it. The peaceful. I mean, there's obviously stories that there was, tribes of Native Americans that slaughtered the settlers and. This wasn't all cut and dry.
Yeah.
Everybody was nice and we were terrible, but we were terrible.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I'm going with this, but okay, so maybe there's a whole lot of revenge buried underground everywhere.
Yeah.
That was a good Winslow Dumaine joke. Winslow Dumaine's a comic from Omaha.
Hell of a name.
Yeah, Winslow Dumaine. He's real funny. He's like, of course, this country's doomed. The whole place was built on an old Indian burial ground. And it was like, fantastic joke.
Oh, man. So, yeah, you got UFOs.
I can't believe I've never heard about this place.
Yeah, me neither. Just the concept of, like, these triangles in general. This one, a little different than, say, the Bermuda Triangle in the sense that, you know, the concept there, obviously, with the Bermuda Triangles, the disappearance of these airplanes and whatnot. But
two baby seals appeared.
Where?
In the Bridgewater Triangle.
Two baby. Oh, man.
All right. Hey, I'm getting hot water to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just not the quickest group of people in this triangle.
What do you mean? Who's the quick
that are just seeing everything?
Oh, okay. You mean just a bunch of dumb people?
I'm trying to be nicer about it, but like, well, and people believe in Bigfoot. I seen one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen one over there.
Yeah.
Came out of the UFO. Or just a collective, like a group of just collectively bored individuals. Like, I'll see. Yeah.
Well, it is south of Boston. And not to.
Now you're going for a whole city. Dave.
No, no.
This one's on you.
I will quote Bill Burr's joke about Boston having a Boston accent. And he goes, no, it's just a whole city of people pronouncing things wrong.
I was at the Boston airport last week. And like, I love it when the reps, like the gate agent, is still just like, if you're not at gate 11 in 23 minutes, the plane is going to leave. You need to be here. Tom, what is this lad? Tom, gate 11. It's like, yeah.
Oh, man. By the way, that's not Bill Burr. That's Louis C.K.'s joke. I think it's on his one of his dozens of specials. But yes, the whole city of people pronouncing things wrong.
Well, is it okay? Is it just you can get a group of people that are so supernaturally in tune with the world more, like a Santa Fe, like a New Mexico type of thing? Is it attracting? Is that area attracting weirdos because it's some sort of vortex? Or do you just have a lot of weirdos there, so therefore they're seeing stuff because, you know, there's only so long you can look at a pottery wheel stoned all day. And you're like, yeah, well, once I refocused my eyes on the night sky, it was nothing but UFOs. Yeah, if it's maybe like if that's – like I wonder what what happens. Is it like a little art area? Is it a little – is it just backwoods? You know, what's going on up there? The birth, I got a thing, this is the birth of the Bridgewater Triangle. Saying what happened, it's like strange and sinister characters in this area. It's a, okay. It's basically the swamp. Mm-hmm. It's a Hockomock swamp.
Yeah.
Swamps have, don't they have like, there's like swamp gas? Isn't that the old explanation for a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
So you got swamp gases. See, Bermuda Triangle is always explained like, well, yeah, because there's a lot of crazy weather systems that pass through there that could easily knock planes off course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, to explain it. So you got swamp happen here. How you find a Bigfoot in a swamp? I think a Bigfoot is this intelligent being. Why is it traipsing through a swamp? We'll go around and find decent land.
Florida skunk ape, man. Florida skunk ape.
Florida skunk ape.
Yeah, he creeps around swamps. A lot of food. A lot of food for a bipedal primate to eat in a swamp.
I guess so. I guess little lizards and such.
Oh man.
I mean, I okay. Like, all right. Clearly, we're just trying to breeze over this stuff. We got to read a little bit more about it. But this thing is just this website, the BridgewaterTriangle.com. Basically, anything that's ever come up with supernatural, like that's in there.
Yeah. Because
the Bridgewater Triangle basics. Thunderbirds, black helicopters, Bigfoot. It's like
it really
you don't
is
get to have all of it.
Yeah, one stop shopping there.
Yeah, it's a real spooky gumbo.
Yeah, that is a bit bizarre. Like that, all of these phenomenons, but it does seem like some fictitious. Like oh yeah, I've heard of this. Yeah, we saw that. And what else? What else? UFO? Yeah, we saw that.
So you're like, okay, they talk about black helicopter. What's the thing? What's so scary about black helicopters? The fucking helicopter. It's not like you don't know what a helicopter is.
I think the black helicopters are associated with like government ops.
Well, then if it's so secret, why wouldn't they just paint them a different color? Hey, everybody's on to us with the black ones. Let's change it up. Let's go for a green or a nice beige.
What was our same?
Everybody seems to know that the black ones are something suspicious. Military intelligence, I think, would have addressed that.
The same concept we were talking about with the men in black. Like, just change up the uniform, throw us off your scent, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they put the black, send out the black helicopters and scare somebody again. That's always fun. It's like Halloween costumes for the Army.
Yeah.
So, I don't, I'm okay. Maybe some more reading, but I don't think this, I don't know, I'm not getting a real hard on for this Bridgewater Triangle. It doesn't even seem real, real big.
Yeah. I mean,
it seems like it's a swamp. Like, weird stuff happens at a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
I tell you what, though, it'd make for a good remote episode if we're ever in that area. I wouldn't mind going up there and checking it out.
Yeah, goddamn supernatural tour.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like reading about it. I'm not getting jazzed.
I did some UFO searching the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my local baseball park in the middle of the night.
A diamond.
And they got these big cement bleachers. Mm-hmm. And it's probably like 11 p.m. I don't even think I was supposed to be there. I don't obey park rules.
No, you're a real bad boy.
I'm a bad boy. And just sat out there for a couple hours looking for UFOs. Didn't see anything. But
What did you see? Anything fun?
I mean, I saw some planes, and you know, I think I saw a couple of drones. But I want to get a telescope, man.
How do you know when they're drones?
I just assume they're drones. It's smaller than a plane.
We had a Where's the telescope at that place we did expanding last Halloween when we had expanding vegetables?
Did we have a telescope out there?
There was one in the Airbnb.
Really? Why do I not remember that? Why did we not?
Plenty of reasons not to remember what happened that
weekend. Kyle, you okay, buddy? Yeah, I'm just sitting here in the dirt.
I was just trying to get abducted, man.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, this Bridgewater thing is not.
You're not feeling it?
I got more shitty pictures of ghosts and just. Ugh. I'm getting upset, man. The more I'm researching stuff, the less I'm believing.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm like, oh, man, I'm not. It's taking away what I love about it. Not knowing.
Well, we're definitely going to make an effort to.
I'm just falling for the disinformation, and I'm doing exactly what they want me to do.
Definitely going to try to investigate some of these suggestions that we keep getting. There's so many. I just wrote a quick list down. These are some that. Some we'll get to, some maybe we won't, but the Min Lights, I don't know what those are, New Jersey Devil, Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
Went to Waverly Hills.
Did you? Where's that one at?
That's in Ohio.
Okay.
I talked about that. That was one of the places talked about earlier. We were talking about ghosts, yeah.
Yep. Pope Lick Goat Man, some goat man in Kentucky. Lake Lanier from my home state of Georgia. Apparently a lot of mysterious crap going on in Lake Lanier. Mm-hmm. This one stuck out is interesting. Where'd it go? The Melon Heads. There's this little humanoids that have been seen in Michigan, Ohio, and Connecticut called the Melon Heads. So
I think I heard
that. Definitely look into that.
Well, I thought they were also maybe like mental patients or something like experimented.
Hmm.
Some Operation Paperclip action.
There's a Green Man in Pittsburgh. It's just weird Green Man monster. Raymond Robinson, I think, is his real name. All kind of good stuff. Beast of Bray Road, werewolf in Wisconsin. Momo, the Missouri Monster. Just, a lot of good suggestions that people have been throwing at us.
Yeah, it's interesting to think which of these do stem from Native American folklore and come, and, you know, has made its way into just the settlers that start believing it.
Mm-hmm.
All these monsters, like, they've never found a monster. Never found a monster.
Mm-hmm. Like, yep. Captured one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what in history, what has been the circumstance where, like, we think this is a monster and they just caught a new species of something?
Hmm.
You know?
Well, one could argue some of these sea creatures, you know, might fall under monster as opposed
giant
to...
Giant squid?
Yeah, giant squid. I think we briefly touched on this, but the concept of octopus being aliens... Because something about they got a very unique DNA. And I know you're not supposed to say very unique, but.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Did we not touch on that?
I don't remember. It might be.
Yeah. Something about octopus. Some people think, and I keep saying octopus because I don't know what the plural. Octopi.
I could eyeball some of octopi.
Octopi. Some people think that they're not of earthly origin. That they have this weird DNA that is not of Earth. And if you think about, like, the way they can shape-shift and
squeeze. That one that was in the lab that got out. And
yeah.
Was, like, hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Got out of its tank.
Yeah. Fit through keyholes and shit.
Ooh, all right. I did not. No, I don't remember discussing this idea.
I don't think we discussed it. I think I referenced it one time. But that's something we need to definitely get into. As far as if you're thinking of monsters, like... I mean, a lot of that sea stuff, man. I mean, that's...
It's so unexplored.
Mm-hmm.
And not able to be explored.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm up with that. Bridgewater Triangle, sorry. Not doing nothing for me. Just triangles. Fuck triangles. It's just the scariest sounding shape you could drum up to make something sound interesting.
Why does it... I feel like 13-year-old Kyle said the exact same thing.
Fuck triangles. I ain't learning this.
Oh, man. But, yeah, you just gotta open your mind, dude. You're very open-minded.
I'm the co-host of this goddamn show. I'm open-minded.
Speaking of open-minded, all right, I'm going to rant. I'm going to go off topic here and rant. I was at a diner last week.
Wrap it up. This is a good closer.
All right, I was at a diner. All right, just... I think this is a good lesson for anybody in any walk of life. Just hear people out. Just hear me out, rather than being so quick to just be like, no, no, can't do that, no. All right, I'm at some diner, and I'm trying to be good, trying to get the veggie plate. All right, and I forgot the exact specifics, but in the moment, I did the math. And let's say I think the veggie plate was like $9, right? Mm-hmm. And you pick four veggies, four sides off of this big list. They got like 20 sides there. Pick four, get your veggie plate, $9. Mm-hmm. Well, as a diner, they also serve breakfast, and then below that, they had another little section of breakfast sides. And I kind of wanted some grits. I'm a big fan of grits. So I was going to get like some fried okra, some turnip greens, some grits.
What is a grit?
Grit is it's made out of corn, like hominy. It's just ground up corn that's been soaked and boiled in water. And it's, you've had it, grits.
I've had it. Yeah. I just don't know what it is.
So anyway, long story short, I really wanted some grits. Grits weren't on the vegetable plate option of the sides.
Yeah.
It was a breakfast side. Now, I get it if we're no longer serving breakfast. You can't get any of that shit. Mm-hmm. Get out of here. But it was a 24-hour diner. You could get all the breakfast stuff. Anyway, I said, hey, ma'am, could I get grits as one of my options for the veggie plate? She goes, no, just immediately. No, didn't even entertain the thought. And I tried to explain to her. I was like, well, you know, a la carte, the grits are cheaper than all these other sides here. No, can't do that. Can't do that. And I was like, okay, well, then I will take a bagel. I'll take the cheapest thing you have. And my point was, you know, I bet the owner of this diner, if I asked him, hey, sir, how about I get grits as one of my sides? He would have probably been like, sure, whatever. Because my point is the grits were cheaper than all the other sides.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't trying to scam anybody to get some premium side.
Item.
Yeah, I was getting a cheaper item. But because it just wasn't on the little list of options, like didn't even entertain the thought.
No subs, dude.
I'm like, okay, well, instead of your $9 veggie plate, guess what? I'm going to get a $1.50 bagel. So there you go. Just some diner. I forgot the name. It's somewhere in Burbank. I get all those.
Harry's?
Not Harry's. It had like the old homestead Harry's. Or something like that.
The old homestead.
It had one of those like old rustic names.
Oh,
but just so quick to be like, no. And I was like, all right, well, guess what? You just lost $7.50 of a sale. Because now, because you won't let me do that, I'm going to get a bagel. So kiss my ass.
The guy at the Indian buffet.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Or should we save that? We'll save that
for I'm talking about him right now. It's at Indian buffet the other day, the one you and I have gone to before.
It's a good buffet.
Love Indian buffet. Oh, we've talked about it. Don't get me started. Just talk about flavor, layers of flavor,
spices,
layers of flavor. There, the old Indian food. Oh, anyway, first of all, I see this guy walk in. Just Captain Dork, just the biggest dork I've ever seen in my life. And out here in L.A., it's every day. It's just like, really? Really? That's your outfit of choice. Okay.
Well, that's not.
No, I know. And by all means, I am definitely, I'm the furthest thing from a fashion icon. It's just like, you look uncomfortable. Like, all right, here's the thing. I don't give a shit what people wear, you know, as far as like your style. But when it's like when a woman wears those big cork heels. Those big clog type heels. When you can't function in the clothes that you're wearing.
Wedges?
Yeah, wedges. That's what I was trying to think of. I've seen so many women just like do that weird, I can't walk in these, but I'm going to do it anyway.
They're doing it to make a man happy. They're doing it to get you excited. So respect them, man.
This dude had on denim shorts, but they were rolled up.
Yeah, that's
they were already good. Tight.
That's
and he had cuffed them to wear like I would say 8 inches above the knee.
Okay.
Like
kicked out of Catholic school.
Almost short shorts. And just a goober. And I spotted him. And I was like, ah, God, that's all I do just during the day. I just judge people. I just look at this idiot. And sure enough, guy comes over. You know, it's a buffet. So the only interaction really with the server is just, what do you want to drink? And he goes, yeah, I'll have whatever you order. And then he goes, oh, by the way, instead of naan, could I get some corn tortillas? And even said naan. So he knew, obviously he knew where he was at. He was at an Indian buffet. And B, he even specified what he didn't want. He said, instead of naan, could I get some corn tortillas? And the guy was just like, we don't have that. Like, you idiot. And then the idiot.
Good for him for thinking the world is as fluid as that.
Then I guess this guy's obviously never been to a buffet before. On his second trip, he brought his original plate. That's against the rules. You're not supposed to do that in any buffet.
Oh, really?
No, you always get a clean plate. It's a health department
thing.
I
always feel like I'm like it's less effort for them.
I get that.
Like, at least that might be out of a kind place and
true.
Not just totally dumb.
I think it was probably just totally dumb. But there's one episode I'll give my whole I'll give a tutorial on buffets. There's a strategy and a technique to a buffet. See these rookies going in there not knowing what they're doing.
Maybe the Tony Robbins of just basic functionality. All right. Well, let's bring this one home since the construction is starting next door again.
Yeah.
And we're not down in the annex because I can't really walk too well. Do you got anything you want to plug?
Got a big tour coming up in December, but I'll wait on that. Haven't plugged this in a while, but yeah, my album. It's a year old, but why not?
You'll get hogwash.
Some people are just learning about me, and I appreciate that. Some people are reaching out on Twitter and whatnot. Check out the album, Hogwash. It's on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, all that nonsense. So came out last year. Technically my debut album. So I had a couple other albums back with my old crew.
Some EPs, yeah.
Some EPs with the Beards of Comedy. My old crew there, but this is my first standalone album. So
go get
Hogwash. So other than that, nothing I can think of to plug.
All right then.
What about you?
I'll be at,
speaking of albums, you know what's number one on the iTunes comedy chart right now?
It's fucking around up there, yeah. I'll be touring with the Falcon 15th through Thanksgiving, and that's all through Canada and down through Michigan and Chicago. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving should be a big old show.
Oh, yeah. So I assume you're doing Thanksgiving with the folks?
Yeah, I'll be around doing that, doing a little birthday party.
Nice.
But yeah, so that's it. All right. Thanks for everything.
People always forget the email, boogiemonsterpodcast@gmail.
We almost forgot the email as well.
Boogiemonsterpodcast@gmail. And then Twitter and all that you can figure out.
All right.
Bye-bye.
The Boogie Monster. We'll be right back.